Sales prices vary based on how you buy.
Are our ears, our eyes, our nostrils, our mind. No sudden leap to greatness here, Richie. We do it day by day.
That's it.
By day. And
one
you
step
might
at a time.
Learn a lesson as far as our own process. We build a little every day, and your upward reach probably could come from working out things the same way. We sometimes make two steps forward, one step back. Every once in a while, I have a day that distracts me, and you do too, I'm sure. That doesn't mean you're going to stop. You just, okay, adapt to the day and move into the next gear. The secret is patience. Drop by drop is how the bottle is filled, right? And you're going to, day to day, maybe make a little contribution today, a little more contribution to society tomorrow, and before you know it, you could be president of the United States.
Dun, dun, dun.
Or you could be a highly paid football player. Football season over. Finally, though, football makes sense. Fellow took a blonde girlfriend to his favorite pastime football game. She'd never been before. They had great seats right behind their team's bench. After the game, he asked how she liked going to the game.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I really, really liked it, especially the tight pants, the big muscles.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't understand why they were all killing each other over 25 cents. The dad looked at her and said, what are you talking about? She said, well, they flipped a coin. One team got it, and then for the rest of the game, all they kept screaming was, get the quarterback! Get the quarterback! I'm like, hello, it's only 25 cents.
Hello?
Hello. It's a blonde joke, Rich.
Get it? Get it, Rich? Get it?
Got it.
Do you get it?
I have an exploding soda in my hands. I'll be right
back.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Hey.
Wonderful. Speaking of things that are exploding, pretty interesting to follow what's going on. Yesterday, actually, I think a couple times this week, Jennifer, we've talked about, as an example of bloated government, there's been a lot of discussion about the president's budget and things to be cut and things that would be saved and why there are these expenses and why there are those expenses. And nobody in my mind is actually dealing with the real problem. The real problem are situations that exist all across the country, maybe not as bad as Bell, California, but there are abuses, the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the things that are a target now, again, brought about by a lot of the things that we're discovering, we collectively. It's become a national discussion, national joke, in fact. The fate of the people who are public servants in Bell, California. The Bell former city manager, police department, they consider themselves, according to the email, they were pigs. Well, was it pigs or hogs? Pigs get...
No, they were pigs.
Hogs get
getting,
slaughtered.
Yeah, because hogs get slaughtered. Yep.
Yeah, the word Angela Spaccia, the former assistant city administrator, who claimed to be quoting her boss, Robert Rizzo, who was the city administrator, according to the emails that were made public this week. They offer a lot of evidence as to how comfortable and confident people like this get as they line their own pockets. Police Chief Randy Adams writes, quote, I'm looking forward to seeing you and taking all of Bell's money. This is the guy who hasn't even, he gets the job, he hasn't even started yet.
Yeah, he's just waiting for his opportunity now.
And then Miss Spaccia, who's made a deal with the DA so she can sing.
Turn everybody in, yep.
Right. She writes on her email, LOL, you can take your share of the pie just like us. And we'll all get fat together is how the email ends. Well, I don't know who's doing the LOLing now.
How does she live with herself? I mean, other ones are going to pay for their crimes, but she's made another deal.
I still haven't heard how they were funneling or...
They were misappropriating funds to each other and paying each other off. But Richie wants to know how they got the money in the first place. And
yeah.
I keep telling you, the city council approved the budget, which had the management fees for these people in the budget. So the city council is ultimately responsible for these people, but they kind of buried a lot of it, and nobody asked any questions about the line item.
So they gave the city council
rubber
a deceptive
stamp.
Budget.
Right, that's right. And they gave the, and the city council, in turn, helped them by giving them a rubber stamp. That's what they did. Now, So what has happened this week, because of the president's budget and because of all the focus on things like this, we, the public, wants disclosure. And perhaps we ought to put it on city websites or county websites or state websites or federal websites, wherever. But we ought to know what people are getting paid. Not only what they take home in pay, but the transparency ought to go a lot further because of what's being discovered. Again, California is at the lead of this outrage with the pensions and how people in state government here can buy. This is the latest thing. You didn't know this one, Richie. Came out yesterday that state employees have the ability to buy service time. They can buy into their retirement. So thousands of California state workers have taken advantage of this perk. It pays them pension benefits for years. These years that they aren't actually working. Let's say they work for 30 years. They can buy 35 years worth of coverage, so they will get that much more in their pension after they retire. And the state law here allows them
permanently, yeah,
to do that. It isn't like they're sneaking around.
Right.
No, this
Gray
is not
Davis,
a secret.
As the governor paying off the unions, man, he was the worst. What an awful.
He was a terrible guy.
Oh, what a nightmare this guy was. How do these people get these jobs? Where do they come up with these ideas?
They get them because they get in the back pocket of the unions, and the unions push everybody in the state to vote for this guy.
Unbelievable. So they have five fictitious years. This is known as airtime, something different than the airtime of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. They add five fictitious years onto their public service. They pay a fee for the privilege of doing that. It's kind of like when you get your miles out of the upgrade to first class, you pay a fee to get your miles out, but you still get the miles. Meanwhile, taxpayers in California and wherever else in the country this is being done are paying billions of dollars into the state pension system to make up the shortfall, because the shortfall has been legion. So, yeah, you got to hand it to Jerry Brown, who's the new governor of California, says, nope, this all has to stop. This all has to stop. Meanwhile, the L.A. school district going to fire 5,000 teachers because they don't have enough money to pay them.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the hole $5 billion.
They've already fired so many.
This is the place where they spent $900 million last year to build two new model schools.
Right, yeah. Remember those
big
schools?
My mom's class size right now in high school in L.A. Unified is 50, and that's advanced placement.
Woo!
50.
I
English classes.
Is she
worried
about her pension?
No, because she's going to be grandfathered into whatever is going to happen. She's safe, but everybody else is kind of in trouble.
Mm. And there's a freeze on all state spending and all state hiring. You can't be hired anymore. There's no new hiring done for anything in California. It's that bad.
California's such a mess.
What a mess. And even, I mean, Jerry Brown, yesterday I heard one of the morning shows when I was on my way out of here. I was listening to, I think it was Peter Tilden, talking about how now Jerry Brown, he has to go somewhere, fly Southwest. He doesn't bring an entourage with him. He gets on the plane like everybody else, sits down with everybody else, and talks to everybody on the plane.
Does being responsible.
I have to say I'm impressed with him.
Yep.
Although I didn't vote for him, very impressed.
No, he's you know.
Hey, he sees the reality.
Of course. And you wonder, I mean, as much as I liked Schwarzenegger, anything was better than Gray Davis. He didn't seem to. I mean, he ought to have put the brakes on this a little bit earlier.
Well, Schwarzenegger had his hands tied by
a lot of stuff. Yeah. All right. So now, also an update on the plane situation. I remember I was talking yesterday about the 757, how they were grounded, all the United 757s.
Yeah.
There's an interesting reality that's coming back to roost on Boeing because of the way they're building the 787, which has yet to see its first paying passenger 3 years later than they said it would fly. And I'm going to tell you why they're having a problem in a moment here on Good Day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Italian.
Japanese.
My way.
My way.
Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn. The same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-441-1454. 1-800-441-1454. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-1454.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and
certain Okay. So I'm Richie's sometimes distressed because I think every once in a while I have to get on to these things because they're practical and they're not necessarily the news, but they are the news because there's a lesson here. I always like to tell stories where there's a lesson. I think there's a lesson in the pension and funding story. I think there's a message here. One of the things that Boeing has just figured out, as they've had lots of trouble putting the 787, they call it the Dreamliner, which is the next generation, billions of dollars at stake here, or hundreds of billions of dollars, because these things cost about $160, $70 million a piece. It doesn't take long to add up to billions and billions. So you know what their problem is?
What?
They have, instead of, after there was a machinist strike in 2008, they started going overseas, farming out the design and the manufacture of some of the crucial components to, there are a lot of suppliers from Italy and Sweden and China, South Korea, that they'd never done business with before. And so they were going to the same people, by the way, that Airbus uses to make their crap cans. 35% of the plane is not made in America by anybody who has any engineering degree in the backyard of somebody's home in Taiwan or something. And so they haven't all fit. The stuff doesn't isn't uniform. And so the problem is that they can't deliver because they have to remake all of these parts. So the lesson is, don't outsource to foreign countries. Hello.
So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Home.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityC-Energy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinitySeaEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, time now for us to identify the top five songs from this week in 1982. Here's how this works for those of you who may not have heard us do this before. We're going to play you a snippet from the top five songs, starting with this song, which was number five during this week in 1982. You'll tell us the name of the artist or the group and the name of the song. And you get all five of them right, and you win either some skiing or some other things that we have for you in our prize closet. Pretty easy if you're familiar with this song. A lot of people, these songs, in high school especially or college, they remember where they were and what the songs were all about. So here is number five again. What's the name of this group, and what's the name of the song? I think we've got enough, Rich. You want to crank it up for a second?
Well, yeah. Absolutely.
Pretty unmistakable song for them, I think. Yeah, all right.
Great stuff.
Okay, that's number five. This is number four from this week in 82.
Every song in this group is great.
Yeah.
Don't you know that she's some kind of wonderful.
Okay, that's number four. Number three belongs to one of the best groups of all time, in my opinion.
I give you the best of my love.
Harmonies.
The favorites of the Pillow Talk radio program.
Yeah, this will be the hard. The next one will be the hard one.
You think so?
This one's cake. This one's easy.
All right, so from cake, we go to sauerkraut. Here's number two. See, I don't think this is that difficult at all.
No, where people will, they will probably have a hard time with the band on this one, because this isn't one of the...
Yeah. This
number
song
four and this
is so
one
identifiable with this band. I think you're wrong.
The name of the song is...
800-510-8255. Name of this group, name of the tune, which was number two during this week in 82, and here's number one.
Oh, this is so easy.
So smart, Rich.
Nice.
All right. So that was number one during this week in 82. Quickly, to recap all top five songs from this week, 1982, we start at number five.
Oops. Hold on.
Artist and song titles, please. That's five. Here's number four. Number three. 800-510-8255. Number two from this group. I think they're extraordinarily identifiable with this song, frankly, Richie.
Yeah.
All right, number one. Here we go, number one. All right. 800-510-8255. Let's get on it. Your task is to identify all five of those songs in order from number five to number one. Help yourself. The Doug Steffen Good Day line is now available for your ding diddle ding diddle ding diddle ding diddle ding ding. 800-510-8255. I was talking about Boeing and the lesson it's learning on outsourcing. Apparently, Richie, this all started when Alan Mulally, who is now running Ford, was running Boeing.
Really?
They developed an extreme appetite for outsourcing because it was good for the bottom line, or at least they thought it was.
Yeah,
if the guy was around now, they'd be fired because it's cost Boeing about $1 billion and another $3 billion in orders that had to get pushed back because of this mess. Outsourcing sometimes, does make sense. But not when you're making an airplane like this. They're dealing with people they've never dealt with before, and they don't know how to do whatever it is that they're doing. So they gave the work to people that had never done this sort of stuff. This is technical, highly, really highly technical stuff.
Yeah, toaster, no problem. Yeah. Airplane, not so much.
Yeah. All right, so at any rate, this is something that hopefully gets corrected, because I'm pretty enthusiastic about Boeing and about this plane. But if they get, I mean, they have to fix it because they're getting certification. They're not going to put themselves in any jeopardy. All right, so that's that story. Coming up in a moment, or actually, why not right now, Peter Greenberg focuses on child trafficking, the business that travelers have to look out
that's
for.
That's interesting.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. It's the fastest growing crime in the world, a $32 billion business involving an estimated 2 million children each year. Welcome to the terrible world of international child trafficking. Child trafficking involves the exploitation of minors who are sold off to work or into prostitution. As travelers, it's our job to be aware of how we're doing business and with whom. There's a great organization out there called End Child Prostitution and Trafficking, or ECPAT. They created a code of conduct to help raise awareness among the travel industry. Already, hotel chains like Carlson and the French company Accor have signed on to comply with this code, which means they will not do business with anyone involved with child trafficking. Also, check with ECPAT's website. That's ECPAT.net for more information. Trafficking always involves travel. It's up to us to keep that dialogue going and to do our part to end it. For more information, visit PeterGreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely. Be smart. Get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances.
Hey, honey, you know that flight we were supposed to fly out on tomorrow? Well, it's been canceled because of the weather.
This was supposed to be our dream vacation. How did we end up here in the emergency room?
Where's my luggage? The carousel is empty.
Got a travel insurance plan? If you do, you can be covered for trip cancellation due to a covered reason. Medical expenses, lost luggage, and more. Cover yourself today. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
So apparently we're in the correction business here. It's 33 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Thursday, February the 17th. Dr. Ken along in a few minutes with his daily dose of important medical information that will definitely affect your life, no question about that. In the meantime, we dug up the top five songs, so we thought, from this date in 1982. Ray has correctly brought to our attention that that was the wrong year. All the songs were appropriately in the top five. But what year do you think it was, Ray?
Boy, I think it was, if you had to put a gun to my head, I think it's 1974.
Yeah, that's a
He's
quote.
Kind of right.
They were all released in late 74.
November this 74.
Is February of 75 when these songs had moved up the charts. So, okay, do you know what they are? You want to take a shot at all five
Actually,
of them?
Ray, this was part of the test, and you passed.
Yeah, right.
With flying colors.
You get a better prize because you caught this.
You called us out.
It's my payment for entry, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. All right,
well,
so what?
I don't know what number four is, but number five, Doobie Brothers, Blackwater. Number three, Eagles, Best of My Love. Number two, Average White Band, Pick Up the Pieces.
Hey,
number one, Linda Ronstadt, You're No Good.
All right, let's go back to number four.
Number four, you can get this. Come on.
Yeah.
She's
all right. Oh, yeah, Grand Funk Railroad.
Listen, go.
Kind of wonderful.
There he is. Go. Perfect. You see, everybody's a winner here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, no matter what. All right. So, Ray, we're going to give you something. If you are you a skier? I don't know how much skiing you have to this weekend where you are.
I do a little bit. But, you know, it's going to be 65 degrees here today, so I'm looking forward to spring.
There you go.
Early spring this year. But if you want to go skiing, hold on a second, and Michael will tell you.
Ray's just down the road from us.
Right. Yeah, he's just a big talker, 1580.
Very good.
So, Michael, being the expert in skiing, he'll probably know where these spots are around there, right?
Right up in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Yep. All right.
Michael, hour and a half away.
We don't have to worry about Michael.
No, we don't have to worry about Michael. Michael's good to go.
Worry about Michael.
We'll see what he wants.
Let's see here what we have up next. The story of a Pennsylvania teacher. If you go to DougSteffen.com. See, this is like this. What I love about this, now that we have Ken Kessler, who was with us for a long time, and then he went away. He helped me be myself, return to my original roots of being a teacher. I don't want to be a lecturer, but I want the DougStephan.com radio program and the website that goes with it to be informative and helpful. So here we have these lessons. One of the lessons of the day today, boys and girls, comes from Pennsylvania, where a teacher has come under fire for comments that she made on her, it's either a Facebook page or
she
her
blogged
blog.
It, actually, yeah.
Right. She called some of her students lazy whiners and actually quite a bit more. So I don't know, Jennifer, if you're familiar with this, but it seems to me this is back to a discussion that we had about the teacher last week who showed up on Facebook with a picture holding a beer in one hand and a glass of wine in the other hand,
yeah.
And she got fired. She's
right.
Fighting it as well she ought to, because that was pretty ridiculous. This may be even more ridiculous. The teacher calls the students lazy whiners and much more. Now, whether
they
it may
are.
Practical,
a lot of kids are.
A lot of children are. So does this make practical sense? Is this something that, you know, that you would do if you were a teacher? I guess maybe that's the question. If you're a teacher, your mom's a teacher. I was a teacher, Jennifer.
And I think it's frustrating. You get frustrated when kids aren't taking in what you give them.
Right. So do you think, though, under the circumstances, did your mother would ever refer to in any kind of a blog refer to the students? And I don't get out of this whether it's by name or not. I'm trying to find.
My mom will call them lazy to their face. She doesn't blog it. She'll say, stop being lazy. Stop cheating. Doing that, yeah.
Yeah, well, I remember calling my students. I didn't call them names, but I would refer to them. Why are you? I can remember this now. There was a guy named Lindsay, John Lindsay. And I can remember looking at him and said, Lindsay, why are you so lazy?
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at me.
I will tell you what, it reaches kids. I've told Sean a couple times, Sean, stop being lazy. Do your homework.
Right.
And he's like, I'm not lazy. I'm like, well, you're not doing your homework. So what do you say it is?
I think the line with this woman, for me anyway, is if she by name mentioned or attacked somebody by name, like John Smith, you're lazy, you're terrible, you're awful. If she's speaking in generalities about her students being lazy, I think she has every right to say what she wants to say.
Well, but at what point do the parents see her? We're going to sue. Some lawyer's probably gotten a hold of this. Oh, we can sue them. We'll sue the school district.
If they can prove their kids aren't lazy, then go for it.
But in a sense, we talk about positive motivation. We talk about negative motivation. That's, you know, kind of, as we look at the realities of children today, there is so much distraction. And so this woman apparently used a lot of profanity, which may have been her downfall.
Right.
She called them disengaged, along with being lazy whiners.
If they're disengaged, that's her fault. To an extent.
But the debate here asks out loud, why are today's students unmotivated? And if they are, what's wrong with calling them out? 800-510-8255. If any teachers are on their way, depending on where you are in the country, to school, maybe your comments will be helpful. She has been suspended. Central Bucks East High School. She's 30 years old. Her name is Natalie Monroe. She had no interest in becoming any sort of icon. The blog has come down, but you can find, when you, as we all know, Richie, you can take something down, but it still can easily be found. It's there, and it never goes away.
If you post something today on DougStephan.com, and then somebody downloads it
Facebook.
To their computer, that's it. It's out there forever.
Right. Without whatever.
It's gone.
She writes, let's see here, there's a Facebook group, My Students Are Out of Control, with teachers who are echoing a lot of what this woman said. She says the children are rude, disengaged, they curse, they talk about drugs, they talk back to me, they argue,
they
and in my face for grades, they complain about everything. They are entitled. I tell them the same thing. I'd be saying exactly the same thing to them.
My mom caught six kids in one of her classes that had all cheated. After she had a problem with it, she told them, no excuses anymore. If you copy from a book, that's it. She had six kids do it again. And five of them said, you caught me, whatever. The last one argued with her and couldn't believe that he was getting a zero.
Good. Glad she gave it. She said, this woman, by the way, is 8 months pregnant. She writes, the children are disobedient, disrespectful oafs. Noisy, crazy, sloppy, lazy loafers.
Wow.
And she, listed some of the comments she wished she could have posted. She said to one of her kids online, I hear the trash company is hiring. Another one, she said to the parent, I called in sick a couple of days to avoid your son. To another parent, she said, don't you know how to raise your children? So, by the way, she didn't use her real name on the blog, but somebody apparently figured out, or the students did. So what does that say about the students? They've got to be watching this stuff. Maybe they learned something from it. She also said she mentioned positive things about some of the children, but she went to school and got a degree and got credentials, and she didn't do it to be this frustrated. The school is a mess. The administrators are a mess. The children want everything right now. So let's see. One of her former students said he was torn by his former teacher's comments. He thought much of what she said was true and that she had the right to voice her opinion. Maybe she might have modified it somewhat, being that she was a teacher, et cetera, et cetera. So, anyway, motivating high school students. The State Education Association declined to comment. The superintendent didn't respond to the person writing the article. Vice President of the National Council on Teacher Quality says school districts are navigating uncharted territory when it comes to teachers' online behavior. Lots of lawsuits here, Richie.
Yep.
Lots of lawsuits
here.
Gonna
be.
I think she did herself maybe a bit of a disservice in the sense that everybody's so damn sensitive today to everything. But we all say these sorts of things because we're scratching our head wondering about the future and what are we going to be dealing with.
It sounds like she was at the point where she just didn't care.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, anyway, that's one of the stories, and it's an important story. You might want to check it out on the webpage, Doug Steffen. com. The Goddess of Green section today, Phil Lempert, has written something that will help you out on the recycling of plastic. Check that out. Phil Lempert on recycling plastic in the Goddess of Green section homepage at DougSteffen.com. Don't forget our video of the day, an amazing video, the lengths a squirrel goes to get its food. Ah, what a great, great, great video story. Our poll today, speaking of this teacher, what do you think of this teacher being suspended for her comments about her students? A, she's right. Children today are lazy whiners. B, she may be right, but as a teacher, she ought not to have said it. C, she's wrong and the suspension ought to stand. D, she's wrong. She ought to lose her job. I don't agree. I think she's right. But, you got to modify things in the reality of the world today. Yesterday's poll about how often you drink Coca-Cola or any soft drink, 24% of you said you drink every day, at least one. You can't get through a day without the need for caffeine in a soft drink. 22% of you said you hardly ever drink any soft drinks. Only 1% said, couldn't remember the last time I had a soft drink. That's me. 17% said they have soft drinks a couple times a week. 16% of you who responded to this poll at DougSteffen.com said a couple of times a month. So that's that story. And we're sticking to it. Check out all of the news, the info, the analysis, the help that we have for you, ideas.
I'm watching the squirrel video. This is awesome.
Isn't it great? It's a great video.
It's great.
It's perfect. All right, 15 before the hour, Dr. Ken up next, speaking of perfect here on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use...
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and loveseat sets. Rent-to-own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive... Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Jack Stockwell with another Nutritional Minute. Do you ever wonder why the person next to you at work or church, in your family, or your neighbor next door has thicker hair than you, less wrinkles, softer skin, more energy? Yes, genetics has a little to do with it, but far less than you might imagine. Genetics is pushed by people who do not want you to understand the relationship between eating better and feeling better. What if you could get a day's serving of broccoli or kale or other chlorophyll-rich foods in a form as close to the vine as possible without having picked it yourself? And it would only take seconds a day to do so. What if you didn't have to change your entire lifestyle just to get some good whole food supplement nutrition? Go to my website, jackstockwell.com, and take the free symptom survey. You might be surprised how little is required sometimes to change the way you move, the way you look, and the way you feel.
Doctoring time here on Good Day. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, our medical expert with a daily dose of important medical information. We'll get to some of the things you need to know and you'll be talking about today after we help you fill in the blanks when it comes to losing weight. There's only one name that you need to keep in your mind, and that's Medifast. That's the word, that's the noun, that's the company that's been around for decades that has doctors like Dr. Ken recommending, not with somebody twisting their arm, but wholeheartedly endorsing this system, Ken, because it works and it's healthy, it's safe, it's all the good things that we need. Some people just go about this the wrong way. They lose weight by, they don't eat. That's really bad, really not very smart, right?
As a physician, I'm seeing my patients lose 2 to 5 pounds per week. They're getting more healthy. Their blood pressure, cholesterol, and sugar are going down. They like this diet. They're staying on it, and they're very happy with it.
A lot of support. You get a disc that goes through all of the things that are part of this. You have all kinds of pamphlets and explanations. The Medi in Medifast comes from doctors, medical doctors like Dr. Ken, who say this is the way to go. Lose that weight. Right now, you can go on to MedifastKen.com. Log on to M-E-D-I-F-A-S-T, MedifastKen.com, and use Dr. Ken as a code to save $50 when you order your Medifast supplies. Or you can call him at 800-506-4115. That's how you save $50. Log on to MedifastKen.com or call 800-506-4115. Use D-R-K-E-N. To save the $50. Richie's losing weight. Jennifer's losing weight.
Yep.
I'll have to get caught up with Roberta when she comes back, but it's very helpful. It's really on purpose and on point. MedifastKen.com or 800-506-4115. So the FDA has approved this lap band, which is so controversial here in California. There are lawsuits up the Yazunga. Why would you think anything differently, though? The FDA, as usual, has their head stuck up in something that they... that precludes them from being able to see, Ken.
Well, the cosmetic drug and device maker Allergan, they've received approval to market its stomach-shrinking lap band to millions more patients who are less
obese. How could they do that, though, in face of all of this information here that's so negative about it?
Get them on and ask them.
Isn't that the same thing that, like, Al Roker did?
Their ads all over the place. Two people out here have died going through this operation. I mean, what the hell is the FDA doing? Hey, man, I'll tell you, this country is really...
How about some good news?
Okay, good news. Let's have medical good news. Thank you. What? Positive thinking.
Positive thinking. Your expectations can affect how well pain medications work. This is out of Science Translational Medicine this week. Being optimistic may boost their effectiveness in blocking pain, while being pessimistic may lower their effectiveness. So your expectations can alter the effectiveness of pain relievers.
Take zinc if you got a cold, looks like, yes?
Zinc can shrink the duration of a cold by one day, and usually it lasts a week.
All right, get the details. Listen to the down. You can download the Daily Dose. Easy to do that.
Absolutely.
At DougStephan.com, 51 after.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Lady Gaga impersonating Madonna?
Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly.
Going crazy for you. I'm beginning not to like Lady Gaga.
I think she's becoming a little gimmicky, a little sideshow.
Well, not only that. When she comes out on 60 Minutes and says that she
goes and smokes pot,
smokes pot and drinks whiskey while writing her songs.
She's 26 years old and she's the role model.
If that.
At least she tells the truth. You know everybody else is doing the same thing.
Well, it's the mention of it. And I don't want to stick my head in the sand either, but it's just the whole idea of it. And just, so I don't know, bothers me. Should I be bothered?
I actually have a bigger problem with Charlie Sheen talking about doing crack cocaine. But what bothers me about Lady Gaga, just from a visual point of view, is those prosthetics she had on her shoulders. Yeah. And then when she was on Leno, she had one on a cheek. It's like, it's just, I don't know.
She's a creep. She's a creep. I think she's a creep. And by the way, and this is not old timer talking about young whippersnappers. What I said earlier, Chuck, is that Charlie Sheen ought to be in jail. He is the reason that there were 3,000 murders in Juarez, Mexico last year, because he and his type, his ilk, that are using illegal drugs, are the reason that the drug cartels exist and they're so out of control. 3,000 people murdered in Juarez, Mexico last year. And it's because of Charlie Sheen and the people that go around and then they glorify it, and the guy's not in jail. The guy should be in jail. Fired by CBS and be in jail.
There's some reports on some of the bigger entertainment sites, which I believe are accurate, that interview he gave on the Dan Patrick show, which he talked about that, he's an inch away, one more little screw up, and CBS is going to pull a plug on the show, despite the fact it makes them a ton of money.
And the funny thing is he's like, well, I mean, you know, if you can handle crack socially, I guess it's okay.
That's
so bad. It is. Yeah, enough of it already. Enough glamorizing, glorifying it. I've had it with him, had it with the show, had it with anybody who supports that kind of stuff. When you get to the bottom line, it's people like that that create the ambiance where the drug dealers have their way, and they are killing, murdering by the thousands people in just that one city, never mind around the rest. A couple of drug agents yesterday. All right, I'm off on a toot. In a moment, Chucker brings us up today with some important movie news. That, by the way, is Crazy for You, Madonna, from the movie Vision Quest, which was the number one movie.
Massive soundtrack.
1985, good soundtrack. All right, Chuck's up next.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
All right, Chucker, I noticed that Dirty Dancing has been voted the favorite chick flick in a poll conducted in England. Bridget Jones' Diary is number 2, Pretty Woman number 3, Sex and the City 4, and Love Actually is 5th. What do you think of that for a list?
They're good choices. I like them.
Yeah, they are.
Chuck seems excited about
very
this.
Very excited, yeah. All right, he wants to get to his stuff. Go ahead, Chucker.
All right, Doug. Production on Men in Black 3, which was supposed to resume filming this week, has been delayed now to late March. Why? Major rewrites to the second half of the script, which is never a great sign. It's looked for Josh Brolin to get a lot of screen time in for Tommy Lee Jones. The movie deals with time travel and has Will Smith going back in time, meeting Tommy Lee Jones' character, younger version, which is going to be played by Josh Brolin. Other news, Paramount Pictures moving forward with a sequel to their G.I. Joe movie, looking at director F. Gary Frank, who did the Italian Job, to possibly helm the project. And if you're a fan of Fringe, which I am on Friday night,
yes,
you know, ratings have dipped below 4 million. So, unfortunately, I think it might be in danger
of
getting canceled. And Brothers and Sisters, which is a show I also like, although I think the quality is way down this year, is under 7 million viewers. And from what I read, is a better than 50% chance that's going to get the axe also.
I see Liam Neeson is around promoting Unknown, which opens up this Friday. And most of the conversation has been about his former wife who died in that skiing accident, Natasha Richardson, sharing what happened the night that she died. That's what people are asking him in the interviews. I thought that was pretty interesting. All right. Chuck Curry, check out his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond, by finding him in the contributors box at gooddayshow.com.